What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This headline, as a fan of professional golf, caught me off guard a couple of days ago in the Wall Street Journal. Nothing is off the table. Gigantic changes are coming to pro golf. And then it said the PGA Tour has unveiled a new committee led by Tiger Woods to modernize the world's premier golf circuit with radical changes on the horizon. Radical changes tend to worry fans of sports, like when baseball had radical changes. Although I think I can certainly admit that the pitch clock is one of those things that I wish we'd have gone to a long time ago. I still hate this, free runner on second base in extra innings. But I think the games are going by faster. We feared a lot that was not to be feared, and maybe this will happen in golf as well. But there's a lot of tradition in professional golf and the PGA Tour. Dan Reardon, our golf go-to expert, is here with us as actually the Tour Championship is underway and taking place right now as well. Hey, Dan, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, and nice to talk golf again with you on the air, Mark.
Is on the Tour Championship front, is Tommy Fleetwood still at the top of the leaderboard? That poor guy, he's never won a damn tournament. He keeps getting close. Maybe he can get it done this weekend, but when you're at the top of the leaderboard on a Thursday or Friday, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be there on Sunday, right?
And he is the halfway leader at 13 under par, and the shadow that he is looking at, of course, goes back to 8 under. Scottie Scheffler had a 1-under round today, but you have good names, a field of 30 players, so there's a lot of volatility, and everybody needs to know there's no extra bonuses or anything like this. This is just a flat-out golf tournament. You win the tournament, you get paid a lot of money.
Yeah, you were texting me about this the other day. Is this a little bit different than it had been with the FedEx Championship, where they're doing something differently? And then we got the BMW here at Belle Reve next year, right?
We do, and I can tell you this, Mark, at this moment, and I just talked to somebody from Belle Reve this week, we can't say with absolute certainty how that tournament will fit into the equation. It'll be here, it will be a playoff event, but that goes to the other topic of Brian Rolapp and what they're doing with the PGA Tour. They abandoned all the extra things that they built into the Tour Championship this year because it was just too confusing for everybody, and they're going to approach this as a brand-new problem to be solved.
So what is the problem that they're trying to solve in particular?
Well, I thought you did a great job at the beginning, Mark, when you set this up. And it's important to realize that the person running the PGA Tour now, he's not even calling himself the commissioner. He's the CEO of the PGA Tour, is Brian Rolapp. And Brian comes from a long career and successful career with the NFL. And he will tell you, and he said at his press conference, he considers the fact that he has no background in tournament golf to be a real asset to him, that he looks at this as a blank page that he can fill out. And that may well be the case. But as you just sort of suggested, the last time we had somebody with no background in golf and looked at it to reimagine the game, that was 6 years ago with the Saudi Prince, and that didn't turn out real well. Now, I don't think the PGA Tour is in that kind of peril. But, it's not inconceivable that somebody could be out of their element, even though they're extremely successful at what they do in sports.
An interesting name that's getting tossed in here. Apparently, the committee has six players. Adam Scott is one. Patrick Cantlay is another. There are three business advisors. And one of them is Theo Epstein, who, of course, big name in baseball. He was one of the driving forces behind the pitch clock that I just mentioned. So it's interesting. They're getting diverse people involved in this. But just thinking about what the radical changes could be, what would your guesses be? I guess the goal here is to make sure that more of the stars play together on a regular basis. Because as a fan of golf, I think we all experience, you get the Masters, you chime in with the leaderboard reports, you got the U.S. Open, the British Open, the PGA Tour Championship or the PGA Championship, you got now the Tour Championship. You do have, you know, fun events throughout the year, sprinkled mainly in the spring. But then you get to some events over the summer, in particular in the last few weeks, where you don't even know any of the names that are at the top. And Rory's not playing or none of the big names. So they're trying to make sure that you get the big names playing together more often, maybe smaller fields with higher stakes. I think the stakes are pretty high in professional golf. But what else are they trying to reimagine here, Dan, in your opinion?
Well, a couple of things here, Mark. First of all, Theo Epstein's presence is no surprise. The tour is sitting on a $1.5 billion pile of cash that comes from the Fenway Group, and Theo Epstein has a deep history with Fenway and the Red Sox organizations. And so, I mean, his presence there is a natural. As far as what they're trying to accomplish, yeah, on the surface, you're going to look at probably fewer tournaments, smaller fields, bigger purses, those kinds of things. What they're really trying to do, and why this Fenway Group has put up $1.5 billion. Is they want to get a return on their investment. And the only way they can increase the return on their investment in golf is to bring the people who are not golfers to the game. You know, they're not worried about the people they have there. Golf is unique in that, as compared to the NFL or the NBA or NHL or whatever, the people that follow the game play the game, okay? So those people are sort of locked in. The trick is, how do you get the people that are not? You know, you have in Studio Sue. Sue is a fan of sports, but I don't think she's going to spend 3 hours on Sunday watching the final of the Tour Championship. But that's what they're looking to do. And in my lifetime, there's only been two players who've been able to cross that line. The first was Arnold Palmer back in the 60s when he brought television to the game of golf in great abundance. And then most recently, Tiger. And they didn't bring people into the game to play the game. They brought eyeballs to the screen to watch the game. And that's what Brian Rolapp is assigned to do. Find a way to tap into the market they can't get into at this point in time. And I'm wondering if that's ever going to be possible.
It really is interesting, and I'll use another example. So my dear friend Rick Niner, who is from here in St. Louis, he lives in Las Vegas. I always call Las Vegas my second home. He is a huge sports fan. I mean, he loves baseball, he loves football, he loves the NHL, he's a season ticket holder for the Golden Knights, he loves the UFC. There's really not many sports that he will not tap into, but he never, ever gives any attention to any of the PGA events. And I'm the one, you know, I'm not only sending him money to place wagers, but saying, man, like Dan, if you go to the Masters, I don't care if you're a fan of golf or not. There have been so many exciting moments. Look at last weekend with Scottie Scheffler and an 82-foot chip that holes in and he wins this tournament. There are things that happen at the end of a lot of these tournaments, not always, that are pretty damn riveting along the lines of a great NFL game or a great NHL hockey game or baseball game. But some fans, and I get it, when you're not into golf, you think, how could watching golf on television be interesting? Or I listen to the Masters coverage. You might remember this. I was driving back from Chicago that weekend, and I listened. I was watching some of it on my iPad, but I also listened to the coverage on PGA Tour Radio. And I know Brian Katrick, who's one of the great reporters over there, they made it thrilling. But again, I'm a guy who cares about these players. I know these players. I know the game. So I think it's a big, high hurdle. And when they say radical changes, that's where I start to think, well, what else could they possibly be talking about?
Yeah, and they're in an odd circumstance in that, you know, I mentioned the two players that brought eyeballs to the game. Their current star is just the opposite of Tiger Woods. You know, Jack Nicklaus never brought a lot of attention to the game, even though he's probably the greatest player who ever played the game. And Scotty is clearly the best player in the game today, but he has no showmanship about him. You know, that 60-foot chip that he put in, what was he doing? He held the club over his head and watched it go in. He extended the club a little higher and gave a gentle fist pump. If that had been Tiger and his red shirt on Sunday, he'd have run out of the green, taken both fists, thrust them in the air, and screamed out loud. That's never going to be Scottie Scheffler. He's going to look like a dad standing on the sideline at a high school or a grade school soccer game. So if that's your star and you're looking to get eyeballs, you have a problem.
Well, there's no doubt whatever happens, it's going to be controversial. And by the way, this is a year where ratings have been up on the tour. CBS says that their ratings are up 17% over.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Last year, the final round of the first playoff event averaged 3.8 million viewers. That's the most since 2013. So there are people who have come to the sport. I'm still utterly and completely confused by the fact that 2 years ago in November, we were talking about a December where LIV and PGA was supposed to merge and some of this was going to come together. And that just completely fizzled and went away.
And at this point in time, I think it's fair to say that LIV is a vanity project that's being kept alive by somebody who has an unlimited amount of money. To give you a sense of how desperate LIV is for attention, this week they announced that their player of the year, and not player of the year, but the equivalent of the player of the year, is John Rahm. Well, that sounds like a good choice, except if you look at the circumstances. John Rahm didn't win a tournament this year, and Joaquin Niemann won 5 tournaments this year. But you cannot have your premier player be a guy named Joaquin Niemann when your premier purchase is a guy that you gave $600 million to, and you want people paying attention to him.
Yeah.
So LIV, they're not even in the conversation. And when it came up at the press conference with Brian Rolette, somebody tried to get him to talk about LIV in a bleak kind of way. He said, look, he said the same thing that Jay Monahan said. I'm not interested in talking about anybody else's tour. I'm interested in talking about my tour. The one thing you should watch is they are going to get much more international. Their relationship with the DP Tour is going to become even greater. You're going to see, as they look for new locations to go to and get attention, they're going to go much more international. They go to Mexico. They go to Canada. They're going to go off continent with the tour eventually, because that's where you can pick up fresh followers, fresh talent, all kinds of things like that. And he and Brian definitely mentioned the DP Tour, which they are partnered with. They go to the Scottish Open now. That's a PGA Tour event. Look for them to do, and that's clearly from his NFL background, where the NFL discovered Europe and Mexico for their venues as well.
But when you say the DP Tour, that's Dubai, right?
Yes, yeah. It's the what was previously called the European Tour.
Got it.
It's the tour where all the players that are going to be on the Ryder Cup team this year started as players.
So just one point of clarification before I let you go on this weekend, because you texted me because I was confused about this earlier in the week. There is no FedEx Cup competition like we've had in the past. Scottie Scheffler got $10 million for leading in points after the regular season. He gets $5 million for leading in points after the BMW Championship. But it doesn't really matter, because this week, whoever wins that event gets both $10 million for the tournament and then an additional $10 million $1,000 for the FedEx Cup points. Is that the way it works?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And by the way, one of the guys that really benefited last week, he had a substitute caddy with him, and Scotty got a payday there, and that caddy, that sub, made $236,000 for the week.
Whoa. Good for him. Wow. But you also pointed out to me that this is kind of a bridge year. They're going to find a different solution. So by the time the BMW takes place at Belle Reve next year, there's a little bit of a different structure expected. Correct, Dan?
And I think that will be good news for us because I think they will ramp up the intensity of that event.
Good. That'll
It'll be
fun.
More than just making the top 30.
Awesome. All right, Dan Reardon, always great to have the info. I appreciate it. You enjoy the Tour Championship this weekend. We'll talk soon.
Enjoy it, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.